If we want to transcend samsara, then we definitely have to practice. If all you want to do is just meet the masters and generate arising causes, this you can also do. However, this is not related to and is not going to help us attain enlightenment. What is it that needs to attain enlightenment? It is this mind of ours. And where is there enlightenment for any person other than this mind? This mind is the life of sentient beings, and if we don't attain enlightenment through this mind, then how will we do it? And if it is not sentient beings that attain enlightenment, then what has an enlightenment got to do with us or any sentient beings? This mind of ours is continually involved in these discriminatory thoughts. And for 24 hours, is thinking, still so involved in samsara, and still looking externally for something to help us to attain enlightenment, liberation, Buddhahood. It is this mind right now, in this present moment, that needs to be liberated. Do you understand? It is this mind within this body that needs to attain liberation. Nowhere else. If we don't settle down, we don't practice going to retreat, how is this mind of ours going to attain enlightenment? Don't only think of this merit of cause and effect. Cause and effect eventually will materialize. Put all of this merit aside, and what other state of realization have we achieved? What are we going to have to help us face death? What state of realization do we have to face these afflictions, these negative habits? Put all your merit to one side, and then what also do you have? Now, all of a sudden, everybody's minds are vacant. The problem is that the Buddhism hasn't been absorbed into our mind stream. Everything is just rehearsed into our brain. We understand, however, our mind hasn't started to absorb it, incorporate it. And if this is the case, how do we attain Buddhahood? If in all the groups nobody's attaining enlightenment, then what is the purpose and the meaning for finding a guru? If we haven't attained liberation, what is the meaning of all of these practices? From the ultimate meaning, it isn't meaningful. From the relative meaning, yes, we are generating some positive arising causes. And so meeting the guru is not what is important. Most important is requesting for the Dharma. And requesting for the Dharma is more important than practicing the Dharma. Don't just put your ears and your brain in the Dharma. Lama Achuk Rinpoche said, if you do this, there's no ways that you will be able to attain enlightenment. It's important that the Dharma is absorbed into your mind stream. And so as a result, all of the Dharma that you've received is actually not being used. This is what he said to me. And is this not the case for many of us? We are always asking, requesting for the Dharma. However, have we put it into practice? Requesting for the Dharma that we're not even able to practice. And if this is the case, then what is the use of requesting for this Dharma? Take every single pith instruction and practice it. Practice it so that you achieve the standard that you should achieve for the practice. Why is it we've been practicing for 10 or 20 years and still not even a dream we are able to realize or recognize, and unable to control our afflictions during the day? Is this practice? Have I not given the example of it being like having these curtains? And with the curtains, we can't really see clearly outside, we can't see clearly inside. And this is really like the state of our mind with these afflictions. When we are able to practice more and more profoundly, then as these afflictive emotions, these random thoughts arise, we are able to liberate them. And in the present moment, we are able to purify them. Practice is looking within. We must look at our own mind. The first step is we must watch these arising thoughts. The second step is we must watch our true nature of mind. What happens is these afflictive emotions, these random thoughts, are continuing all the time. However, if we look more profoundly, then we see that they are all arising and subsiding within our true nature of mind. In reality, from the beginning, they didn't exist. They were just the appearance of the true nature of mind, that's all. However, if we don't have any state of realization, no matter how we try and think about this and use logic, we won't understand. From the beginning of starting to practice Buddhism, to recognizing or getting to know great perfection, and until now, and if you haven't realized it, still then you aren't able to apply the teachings. And so Patrul Rinpoche said, the Dharma that you are not able to apply and realize, don't request for it. So everybody, with all of your instructions, go and practice them very well. And if you do not have a enlightened teacher as a guru, then maybe it's better that you just recite Amitabha. For all of these profound dharmas, it's very important that we have a guru guiding us, continuously giving us blessings and empowerments. It's not just once, they're continuously guiding us. Without this guidance, we really wouldn't be able to realize these practices. If we're going to become a professor in a university, how much guidance do we need? I have to think with respect to attaining enlightenment, really we need a lot of the guidance. And if we don't have the guidance, what happens if we practice incorrectly? It's very important that we take great care of this mind of ours. Don't worry about what other people are practicing and how they're practicing. What we must worry about is practicing and transforming our own mind. So everybody, in this respect, you must apply yourselves more and pay more attention. How much time do we have left? You are so busy. I am so busy. We are both still revolving around in samsara. If we have this life and we don't have the opportunity to request for the Dharma, then what is the meaning of it? We just keep on floating in samsara. Really, everybody, we must be more diligent. And those students that went into retreat, I really praise them. Respect you. And when you go home, keep on with the retreats. You don't have to be in retreat all the time. You can do intervals of 3 days, and then another 3 days, and another 3 days. However, keep it going and support the states of mind. If you're not able to support the state of mind, especially if you're not able to do it during the day, then you've got no chance of doing it at night either. If you're not able to recognize the luminosity of dreams, then really, when we enter into the bardos, we've got no chance of realizing this. And then we just continue in samsara. And this is just the standard of the way it is.